My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for William Z. Mattingly. This patient was seen on November 21st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has remained stable since the last visit and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, as well as obesity. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 29 from 21, creatinine of 1.69 from 1.67, and a GFR of 42 from 43. There is evidence of improving selected and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 251 milligrams from 349 milligrams and a urine protein to creatinine ratio of 464 milligrams from 737 milligrams. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. However, glucosuria of 3 plus noted and is due to the Jardiance SGLT2, period. He denies any urinary symptoms. He denies any urinary symptoms or any other complaints. Period. He does report being unable to afford the Jardiance due to the high copay. However, since it is helping with kidney and cardiovascular protection, he will remain on it for now. Period. We provided him with samples of Jardiance 25 milligrams. As well as Kerendia. We provided him with samples of Jardiance 25 milligrams for the proteinuria, and as well as Rybelsus for the elevated A1C of 8.1%. We will repeat the A1C at the next visit. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. His A1C is 8.1%. As previously stated in number one, we increased his Jardiance to 25 milligrams from 10 milligrams and provided him with samples of Rybelsus. Three milligrams, period. The patient is the patient's diabetes is managed by his PCP, Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, which he has an appointment with in January. Period. We are hoping that by the time of his appointment with Dr. Ware, his A1C will normalize. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated triglycerides of 271 and LDL of 109. Period. This elevation could be related to the uncontrolled diabetes. Period. We recommend that he decreases his intake of simple carbohydrates and follows a plant-based diet. devoid of animal protein and processed foods. Period. He is currently taking atorvastatin. Ten milligrams. Period. Next line. Proteinuria as per number one. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 144 over 81. He is euvolemic. We recommend a decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 36.1 and weight of 251 pounds. He has lost 3 pounds since the last visit. We encourage him to increase his physical activity and continue with the recommended diet for increased weight loss. Next line, his renal ultrasound dated 10/25/22 shows no acute findings, adrenophrosis, stones, or abnormalities. Period. His kidney sizes and cortex. Cortical thickness is within normal limits. Next line. History of right foot osteomyelitis, which is resolved. Next line, coronary artery disease status post 2 stent placements. He follows with Dr. Cook, cardiologist. Next line. We will follow up in 4 months with laboratory workup. End.